This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. Today I have as my guest Tracy Black, who is head of our Legal Assistance Center, and we're going to talk about legal issues in domestic violence. So welcome, Tracy.
Hey, David. It's good to be here.
First of all, why do domestic violence victims go to court? What's the whole deal about court cases anyway?
Well, for the most part, in civil court, domestic violence victims go to court in order to request the judge to offer them protection from law enforcement, to get an order from that judge to protect them. Also go to court in the criminal arena because, it simply put, it's against the law to abuse your significant other.
It's a felony is what it is. That's a case of somebody could be prosecuted and put in jail for that. Now, what is Mitchell County Safe Place's role traditionally been?
Well, traditionally, we have basically just acted as support for domestic violence victims in the court area, acting as what we call a court advocate, meaning that we would accompany them to court, hold their hand, help them, you know, with transportation, that kind of thing.
So we don't actually try to plead a case for them or anything like that because we're not attorneys. We can't actually do that legally.
No, but since we've started the Legal Assistance Center, we have gone a step further than that simple advocacy. And by that I mean that we actually get lawyers to represent victims in court.
Let's talk about just briefly the role of getting a protective order. Explain to us what is involved in doing that. How does one go about getting a protective order?
Okay, well, the first thing is you would go and see the magistrate. And if you're working through Mitchell County Safe Place, you would probably come and see me, and we would talk about the reasons for getting that protective order. And then we would go together to the magistrate's office. So we'll start there at the magistrate's office. The magistrate will hear your story. They'll see if you pass a certain relationship test, like being married or having children in common or something like that. And then they'll determine whether there are grounds, whether a reasonable person would be in fear of physical harm. And at that point, he will issue what's called an ex parte, just meaning that he's heard one side of the story, send you to see a judge probably the next day. The judge will basically do the same thing.
So his order is just a temporary order.
Yeah, it's just like an emergency order, like in the middle of the night or something.
Right.
And then the judge will issue an order, ex parte again, just hearing one side, and set another hearing date where the person who the order is against, usually it's a husband or a boyfriend, has the opportunity to come to court and explain to the judge why she shouldn't be afraid of him, why there shouldn't be an order.
And then that's a permanent order, or for a longer period of time.
Yeah,
anyway,
we call it the permanent order, but it is for, the initial order is for 1 year, and then it can be renewed for another 2 year period after that.
So there's a lot involved in getting a protective order. It's not just a matter of filling out a form. You've got to go jump through some hoops and pass some legal tests. Let's talk about the role of the attorney. Why would a domestic violence victim need an attorney?
Well, because when two people are intimately involved, it's more than just, say, living together. I mean, a lot of times people own property together. If they're married, they have marital assets together.
Children.
And children involved, exactly. And two, most of the time, the person the order is against will show up with an attorney. And I kind of equate it to, would you as a normal person want to get in a boxing ring with a professional boxer? It would be no contest. So in court, I like to say I don't want to put a victim who's an amateur against a professional attorney.
And we'll talk more about this next week. We're running out of time now, but we'll continue our discussion about the Legal Assistance Center and the role of attorneys in domestic violence victims. I want to remind everybody that our services for the Legal Assistance Center are not just available for Mitchell County. They're available for Yancey, Avery, as well as Mitchell. You can call us at 765-4044 and discuss your case with us. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.